Praise God. I'm happy to see everyone. Everyone happy to see me? Are you sure? Okay, so we're going to pray. I wonder if you're excited for prayer. All right. Before I pray, let me just say some quick things. Let's come and pray. I don't think we need scriptures to look at it ourselves. Maybe one person should just stay there in case we need to. Habakkuk, I said one person can stay there. So she's the one staying there. Okay. So in case we need to. Can you guys hear me? So we are praying on the scripture. We'll have it on the screen so that everybody will reference that. A prayer point, we'll just type it on the screen also so that we can also reference that. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you guys greeted yourselves? Is everybody happy? All right, cool. Now, please pick that thing. Before we start praying, let me just give one good piece of advice. Is the second mic working? I need a second mic. Okay, so before we let me wait so that I don't distract myself. What's the name? Daniela, sorry. It's nice to see you. Sorry, I called you Jacqueline. Daniela, it's nice to see you. How are you doing? Are you done with school? No, I mean as per exams. When will you guys be done? Everyone is true, but you have not finished. What happened? Oh, okay. Oh, sorry about that. Are you okay now? Okay. What of your friends? Okay. Which one is better, this one or this one? This one. Okay. Amen. Amen. Yeah, but I need to. Okay. Give Ife the second mic. Give Ife the second mic. Okay. So let me give a piece of advice. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So let me give a piece of advice. I don't know if the lady is in church now, but there is one of us here that you really need to break up with your boyfriend, okay? It's very important. If you don't break up with him, what if plan for you is that you get pregnant and we get pregnant, not come anymore. Don't come and disturb me. All right. But before that happens, I hope you're not having sex. But if you're having sex, all right, please repent. And break up with your boyfriend, okay? Because that's a waste of your time, and that's Satan's plan for you. So I'll strongly advise you to take that counsel and that advice, okay? All right. So we're going to pray, but I'll just explain three key things, then we'll start praying. The first is simple. What is prayer? Prayer is simply communion with God, all right? Let's say that together. Prayer is communion with God.
Prayer is communion with God.
Let's say it one more time.
Prayer
Fantastic. All right. Now, what do we mean by communion? Communion is like, it's talking to God, but it's not necessarily just talking to God. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? Cool. You see, prayer is, yes, when you say you're talking to God, yes, that's accurate. But you see, the sense of what it is, or the beauty of what it is, it's not just that you're talking to God, it's that you are sharing an intimate moment with God. Praise God. Right? So it's, you can imagine it as sort of like you are sharing a meal. It's like you're having dinner together. Are we together? All right? Now, that's different from just talking to somebody, right? You know, for instance, you can just be, hey, how far now? You go your way, all right? Now, that's not really what prayer is. Prayer is rather like you sit down, there's a table, you know the way David said, that prepares the table for me, right? You know, and then there is that communication. Are we together, right? So it's communication, but it's also intimacy. Are we together, right? And it's also two-way in that sense. There's like an exchange of ideas, of speech, of intents, of emotion. Praise God. Are you guys with me? Can we please wake him up? Well, me shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, cool. So, there is that paradise. Come closer. No, I don't usher. Let's come. Come and pray with us. All right. So it's that sense of communion, and when you want to pray with God, that's really what you need to desire. Are we together? All right. You know, it's not just that I want to talk to God. It's not just that I want God to hear me. It's that I want to share a moment with God. Hallelujah. And how we do this is by being in the moment. Can we say that? Be in the moment.
Be in the moment.
Huh? Can we say it again?
Be in the moment.
Yeah, what I mean by that is being present. You see, the major hindrance of prayer is your absenteeism from the process. Are we together? Huh? Are you guys understanding what I'm saying? The major hindrance, what we call distraction, is absenteeism, is taking your mind away from what is occurring. And that's the major discipline. And that's also the major hurdle to pass. Once that hurdle is passed, then prayer is active. All right? We don't know that we are praying when we feel like we are praying. Are we together? We know that we are praying when our mind is in the moment. Are we together? All right? Because before you've even begun to pray, you should understand that God is hearing you. Are we together? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So, you don't feel like God is with you. I mean, you feel the presence of God when you pray, and that's also part of the intimacy. But foundationally, you know that God is hearing you. All right? And the way to use that knowledge is that your mind is on the prayer. Now, when we say this exchange, you know, because some of us might, I'm quickly just teaching us how to pray. I don't need to do a long topic because what we want to do is practical. Huh? So, when so I've told us what prayer is. Have you now? What's prayer? Okay. How do we pray? Cool, by being in the moment. Now, when we say we are having this exchange with God, you know, what I please listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me, because, you see, I make no boast, but some of you would really pray today, all right? And you pray stresslessly. You'll be like, so this is what this prayer thing is about, right? So I'm just simply explaining all the things you need to take note of. Now, when we say that there's an exchange with God, right? Let me come back again to this being in the moment. Now, you remember I said that the problem, where's your sister? Huh? Is she at home? What's she doing? Huh? She's making someone say, okay. Now, when I say that we need to, we should be done by now. You don't know? Do you know? Okay. Can you go and check? Okay, please go and check. Koinsola, please follow him. Escort him. Let him go and check. Now, when we talk about being in the moment, what happened? Okay. Now, when we talk about being in the moment, praise God. When we talk about being in the moment, you know, I was saying that the major distraction is absenteeism, right? Now, what needs to be present? It's your mind and your heart. Are we together? Eh? In other words, if you're making a request to God, you need to put your mind and your heart in the request that you are making to God. Praise God. Eh? That's even when you naturally pray fervently. Amen. You see, you can pray fervently and it's fake prayer. Huh? Because you see, you can pray fervently and you're just copying what other people are doing around you. Are we together? So I'm not asking you to start shouting. If your heart is in it, you will shout. You get it, all right? But if, what am I saying, for instance? Now, I ask you to pray for your future. Huh? Now, if your heart is in it, you will pray for your future in a very violent manner. Are we together? Because some of you here don't have plan B. You don't have hope. You don't have rich parents. You don't have this, you don't have that. So if your heart, if you really know that you have the opportunity to talk to God, and you put your heart in it, and you put your emotions in it, and you say, Jesus, I need you to hear me on this prayer issue. You know, your fervency would rise. You get what I'm saying, all right? So the easy way to pray fervently is to be present. Do you get what I'm saying? The easy way to pray fervently is to say, Jesus, you must hear me today. And put that in your heart. In the frick, are you okay? And you put that in your heart. Now, when you put that in your heart and you pray with it sincerely before God, you are going to pray fervently, naturally. Nobody will need to force you. Nobody will need to say, pray. Again, nobody will need to ginger you. Are we together? All right. So, that's the second thing. The third thing is that what does it mean when God is, when you are interacting with God? Because you see, a lot of us interact with God, but we don't know how, because we don't know how the interaction works, we downplay it. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? Okay, cool. Now, one of the most potent ways that the Spirit of God breathes on us is through our minds. Amen. Yeah? In the sense that the natural thing that happens when you begin to pray is that you enter into the atmosphere where your mind is clear. And so your thoughts become inspired thoughts. Are we together? Now, if you've not attained a level of focus, your thoughts can still be anyhow. But once you attain a certain level of focus, it is easier for your mind to access that realm, right? Are we together? And so, when you are praying to God, simply put, if you want to look for the things that you need to write down, take note of your thoughts. Are we together? All right. Once you enter the zone, the thoughts that you think, you can write them down. That's God talking to you. Amen. Amen. Now, as you grow, let me just say this in passing. Many people have messed up their growth stages because you appropriate God's voice to strange things. It's very tricky. You can mess up how you grow. For instance, what I mean by that is that typically when you're young, you might have a lust to hear a voice. Are we together? And then you grow like that. And then you can mess up your soul. You know, you can be, oh, God is talking to me. Is God talking to me? Is God not talking to me? And I think I mess up because, especially when you begin to independently make decisions, life-altering decisions based on what you think you are hearing. Huh? So whenever you hear God, that doesn't mean that it's final. Praise God. How are we together? When you hear God, you're still subjected to a decision-making process. Amen. Huh? So I'm not asking you to, don't be under pressure, you know, that I want to hear God by force. And if you pray and you don't even have any thoughts, it's still fine. Do you get what I'm saying? All right. But I know, trust me, when you pray well, God will inspire you and God will communicate back to you. So would those three things is how you would pray. Is how your prayer would count, right? And you will enjoy prayer. Huh? Don't worry, this prayer session, you are going to enjoy it. All right, say, I'm going to enjoy. Yeah, you're going to enjoy it. In fact, by the time we are done, you'll be shocked that the time is gone. Because prayer is not hard. You just need to know how to flow with the Spirit of God. And let me also say this, that you know, don't be scared of pain in your body. Hallelujah. All right? Don't be scared of pain. Pain is just another thing in life. Amen. Are we together? If you're checking, if you have transport money and you're checking from here to your house, it doesn't mean anything. Because it doesn't mean that you're poor. It doesn't mean that you're rich. It just means that you are walking home and your leg is paining you. All right? So learn how to convert. Don't hype pain, you know. The reason why I'm saying that is that as we begin to pray, you have to take a serious position while praying. Amen. Huh? You can, truthfully, everybody doesn't need to be, you can be yourself while praying. If your heart is in it, you will naturally do what you feel you need to do. However, you must not take a relaxing position. Are we together? When you take a relaxing position, it's an easy way for your mind to drop. You get? So you have to be standing, kneeling down, or doing something else. But don't relax your body when you want to pray. Amen. Amen. Now, that's not a 100% rule. You know, please don't hear it like that. That's specifically for here and also at this stage of your development. Are we together? All right? There are people that pray lying down on their bed and they're good at it. Some people, you know. So don't take it as a, not going to start arguing outside that, you know, you must not sit down. That's not what I'm saying, you know. Amen. Amen. So we're going to pray now. So let's stand up. let's stand up. You want to shake your body. Shake your body now. You want to run around. You can. Hey, I want to shake your body. Yeah, do like this. All right, so first things first, if it's going to be helping us or helping myself, right? So if it just be, what's the thing? Is your mic on? Say amen. Let's be sure.
Amen.
Okay, cool. So if it'll be helping me to pray, Because as you can see, my voice is I'm coughing, so I don't want to stress my throat, right? So if you'll be helping me to, I'm praying. It's not like I'm not praying. I'm praying. I just don't want to be stressing my vocal cords too much. The first thing we're going to do is that, is there anyone that doesn't speak in tongues? Anyone? Is there anyone that wants to speak in tongues? So we all speak in tongues, Abby. If you speak in tongues, raise your hand. Okay. Cool. You speak in tongues? Okay. Cool. Thank you. All right. So the first thing we're going to do is that we're going to thank God. Hallelujah. Huh? Bible says enter into his courts with thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving is the way that we access God. It gives us fast access to God when we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Right? And when we are thanking God, it's very important to, like we said, be in the moment. Okay? Now, what does it mean to be in the moment when thanking God? It's to actively, in your mind, go to the things that you are grateful to God about. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we together? Now, you can pray it in your understanding as far as you can say, God, I thank you for food. All right? You can also pray in tongues, but even if you're going to pray in tongues, your mind has to be on the things that you are thankful to God for. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right? And the beautiful thing about thanksgiving is that God accepts thanksgiving. Don't think that there's anything too small to thank God for. You can thank God for the fact that you have chair to sit on in church today. God accepts it. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. In God, there's no... You see, God doesn't do big miracle and small miracle. To God, it's all the same. Are we together? All right. So you can literally thank God and say, Father, I thank you that when I was writing my exam, I had biro. It's valid. Are we together? And it carries weight. When I say, like, it's as potent as somebody saying, God, I thank you for saving me from car accident. Are we together? Yes, sir. All right. So don't say that, oh, in my life, nothing has happened. There's nothing to be grateful for. That's not true, right? There are a million and one things to be grateful for. So can we begin to thank God and say, thank you, Jesus, for my life. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shed the bregadosh. Rabba baba ba shege de bregadosh. Shada baba bantis. Le bregadosh shege de de bosh. Thank you for my family, Jesus. Ayantus ketebe lege de bregadosh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my
life. Lord, I thank you for salvation.
Thank you for salvation, oh God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Ragada baba Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mande so porogodosha. Embrege de brogodogodogodosh.
I thank you for all the blessings. I thank you for all the admonitions that you have given us this year. Jesus, I thank you.
Masunto, orege sunde gede 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 bosha, abami andasa, abambele ge sude bele ge dina, mabele ge dobronde shige de brogodo brogodo bosha.
Rakite la
kabro ko sheke de brende brebe 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 Esu se liba lantusa araba baba baka tuske pelegetina jebe bebe be kotus me kotos ko brebe betina ma baba 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 ma brege de brege do ma brege de gede 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 bo em brege suke te brogo do brogo do em brongo do go do go do go do bo sha baba 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 Abamba baba 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 Lika pandi, a rebe bebe bele gadina, a sebe bebele gadina, a jega de brogo do brogo dosha, a jega de brogo do brogo dosha, e jada baba balia na malaga da bradiata, eska belega de brogo do godo bosha. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Mande shega de brogo do godo godosha. A second legatianta, a bamba lagati Jesus, a bamba lianda shia lega de pontos, rakata seketeke lega de bosha. Oh, we are grateful, Jesus. Manka saliba ratus, a shada baba 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 basha, a shegedegedegede bosha, a shegedegedegede bosha, a shaya la da bada bala bala gada bante, a shaya la gala gala gada bala gadante, aye. Shala Daviante, lege de Velege de Bosciata, I am the Mendo Sigelege de Brogo de Boscia, I Shayayayante, Alle de Delege de Belege de Bena, Eshagele Prega de Belege dena, A Sigelege de Brogo de Godogodosha, A Sigel de Prega de Brogo de Godogodosha, Ambrebebe Belege de Lege de Brogo de Boscia, Ambrege de Brogo de Boni Antaliata, A Shade Prega de Brogo de Progodosha, Amba Baba 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 Yana Baliata, Escapamba Baba Bain de Belegadina, Ashebe Belegade, Progodo Progodo Pianante, Ashede Belegadiante, Arregade Progodo Godo 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 Sha, Ashede Bebe Bente, Eraba Baba Baba Basha, Ashada Brantosa, Ashagada Brantosa, Eraba Santa Eka, Elebe Bebe Ketiata, Rababa Babasha, Masekatele, Ebrembe Begadina, Ashige de Brocotone, Erege de Broco de Brocodosha, Ambrege de Broco de Godosha, Erada Baba Baba Bashiele Bregade Bregadosha, Erababa Babianante, Ashke Belegadina, Ashege de Belegadina, Ayanta Scapalianta, Araba Babaliasha, Eragada Baragadiege de Burugodosha. Embrege de brogo do godo golo do bosha, aske bebe bebe legediante, aye shapandi, arrege de brege de brogo do bontus, ashe de bebe bebe benta, o shayalantis, aye tas, aye tas, aye tas, we come with thanksgiving, Jesus, ila baba baba si, elege de brege de brogo do brogo dosha, elege de brogo do baba baniana, mama manianta, aske bebe lege de belege de belege de Bologodosha, Ashkependos, Ela Basil, get the Brogo do Bogodosha, Ashaga de Brogo do Godogodosha.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
For the next 5 minutes, can we just take a detour? Let us pray for Johnny Mercies, for everyone that went to the wedding at Ijebumushin, that as they're coming back, that the Lord shall preserve them and bring them back safely.
Amen.
Can we begin to pray in the name of Jesus?
Mashakata braga da broko do ko do ko do bush.
Rekete brega de brega de brega dosha. Makarikata ka brega sutele ka brega bush.
Masekete brega de broga do broko dosh. Masekete le brega de brega de de bosha. Ashke brega ske pelianti. Alabra baba bashka pande le brebe bebesha. Ashke de brega de broko do bosha. Ashke de brega de de broko do broko do bosha. Kepelianta, Ebebelianti Siato, Eraba Basuka, Yanika Sueke Paisha, Ayaba Babaisha, Eragasuna, Ayeshuna Maliano Suetea, Ayato Salayata, Eraba Babati, Eshaga de Belega de Belega de Eraba Babashia Tai, Eyakason to Probodo Bosha, Yakasada Braba Babasha, Makato. Toske pande araba baba baba bata ashada braba baba bata ashegede gede 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 bosha ashegede bregede broga dosha mam braba baba bosha ashika pandi aliga shuta aliga de brontus rakata palia katalia ta aya baba 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 sha makata broko toska jekete bregede broga do bosha ashka pali de bregede broga do bosha ashegede gede gede Brogodo Bosha, Ashega de Brogodo Brogodo Brogodosha, Ambra Baba Baba Babanti, Ambra Baba Baba Babanti.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Is anybody tired? Is anyone tired? Okay. So we're gonna keep on praying for we're gonna keep on thanking God. And I want us to go again. We can't give God enough thanks, you know. So I really want us to go again in our hearts. And thank him for everything that has happened to us this year. As a church, also individually, God has been good to us this year, right? Some of you have gone to school. Some of you have had one blessing or the other. Everyone is alive. And that's more than enough to give God thanks for, right? So I want us to go again. Don't worry if you think that God hasn't done so much for you this year. The little that's in your mind that you can perceive that God has done for you. Remember what I said, it's even as little as how Bayro to write my exam, right? Thank God for it. When we thank God, what that does is that opens the door of more possibilities for us, right? So I want us to go to God again and say, Father, thank you for this year. Thank you that... Thank you for all that you have done for me this year. Can we begin to pray?
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you. Shokara brashte sukala. Let your mind be there. Bring your mind to the things that God has done for you. Rama shikata bruko shata leka bruko shata sabrika brashta. Leka breka bruko shata sute. Umbrika satu leka breka bruko shata sute. Leka breka bruko shata sute.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Rabina shigede brogodo brogodosha. Get Rebosha, O Regasuntai, Ebrebe Bebelia, Ashebe Belegadia, Eraga Shigade Bebe, Eshegade Brebe Bebe, Eshegade Brabababoy, Erabababababaya, Ashigade Brodos, Edebodos, Eragasuakataili, Ayagasukataili, Ayambe Bebente, Erebe Bebente, Ayeka Bameliana Manto, Uskapali Barakusiata, Alia Boswande Liata, Azuete Siede, Erodo Bobosha, Yaladiante, Ayash Gadabosha. Lord, we thank you. Raga Baba Baba Bosha.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew 18, verse 10. If anyone is there, can read for us. We don't need some words. Matthew 18, not 28. Praise God. Matthew 18, verse 10. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Now, what was the context that was happening here? There are some little children that came to Jesus and, you know, the disciples were like being dismissive, right? And that prompted Jesus. Can we all stand up? Let's stand up, please. Let's not be tired. And that prompted Jesus to make this statement. That the angels of little ones have speedy access. Are we together? Right? And so, in the mind of God, are we together?
Yes,
in the mind of God, young people praying to him, young people like yourself, right, praying to him is very exciting. Amen.
Amen.
It's so exciting that the younger you are is like... You know, the younger years, like, angels have more access, all right? And so, I want you to know that God is hearing every single thing that you are saying, okay? You don't need to be a great man of God. You don't, you know, God is hearing every single thing that you are saying. Now, there's a reason why children, which you're not too old to have left the tag of children, but there's a reason why your angels have that kind of access. And the reason is that you are the future. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? You are the hope for the future. I'm living in the present. Hallelujah. Huh? I'm living in the present. This is my time. All right? But the future belongs to you. Are we together? And so, life is about the future, right? There's no point living in the now and that your future is going to be trash. So ultimately, you are important because the things that God is going to do with you, the things that God is going to put on the inside of you is what will save all of us. Are we together? Once upon a time, I was some people's future. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? And so, ultimately, you are the important thing. You are more important than me. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So I need you to see yourself that way. Right? And I want you to pray. And I want you to ask God to do. It's a very simple prayer, right? But I just want you to ask God to do great things with your life. All right? Can you ask God for that? All right. So I want you to ask God. Now, remember what we said. Your mind needs to be here. Are we together? All right? So your mind needs to be here. And I want you to ask God and say, Father, do great things with my life. Very simple prayer. All right? So let's begin to pray. Say, Father, do great things with my life. Can we begin to pray? Marakatushka sutale kabra kabukosh satule kabra manavaste satule kabra kabuske. Do great things with our lives.
Amen.
We have prayed.
Amen.
You know, some of you have a picture of where you need to go to. Some of you don't, right? But it's fine. As we are going to pray now, for those of you that don't have a picture of what greatness is like, the Lord is going to give you a picture. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 What I mean by that is that God is going to insert a seed of greatness in your heart. Amen. Right? You know, some of us, you are limited by your environment. You're always limited by your environment, right? And so when I'm saying, use me to do great things, perhaps maybe what you're imagining is just, I don't know, maybe you can't even imagine anything, sir, because, you know, you don't understand what it's about, right? But if you truly want God to give you a vision of greatness, I'm serious, God is going to give you a vision of greatness. If you truly want God to give you a vision of greatness, I want you to pray. So there are two separate sets of people. I want you to pray this prayer. I want you to say, Father, give me a vision of greatness.
Give me a vision of
show
greatness.
Show me what my life can be.
Show me what my life can be.
Yeah, right? Now, if you have an idea of where God can take you to, I want you to say, Father, take me there.
Father, take me there.
Do you understand what I'm saying? A simple prayer point, Abby. But it's you have to be in the moment, right? So those two prayer points, can we begin to pray? Say, Father, give me a vision of greatness. Sow a seed of greatness in my heart. And Father, take me there. In the name of Jesus. Ayana manto, eshka palaga dia baraga dosha, eraga da brogo dogo dogo dosha, ebra ba 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 bati, ashiga la bati, arashi valianta, erege de bosha.
Amen.
Let's go to 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. Can we read together? 1, 2, go.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
So we're going to pray the same prayer with this scripture, right? Now, how we know that God is going to answer us is because we have a scripture that backs up what we are praying or what we are asking for, all right? So we already know, because in the scripture it says that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, and very importantly, that we should show forth the praises of him. All right? Now, who is this him? This is God, right?
Yeah.
So our lives are meant to show forth the praises of God, all right? In other words, people are meant to look at our lives and praise God. Mm-hmm. Are we together? So that means that our lives are meant to be able to inspire people, right? In other words, our lives are meant to speak of greatness, right? Mm-hmm. Now, because this scripture, please, are you guys listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Because this scripture says this thing, it means that our petition right now is already heard. Are we together? So we're going to pray again, and we're going to say, Father, my life is going to show forth the praises of you. Now, when you pray this prayer, remember what I said. If you're in the category of you already have a sense of what God wants to do with your life, then you're going to say, take me there. In other words, you're going to be present in that place. You're going to imagine yourself in that place. Are we together? Now, if you have not yet seen anything about your life, if you still struggle with thinking of greatness, you're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, take me to that place. Or you'll say, Father, introduce greatness into my life. Introduce the praises into my life. Do we understand what I'm saying? All right. So let's pray. Let's say, Father, my life is going to show forth your praise. Can we begin to pray?
Ashigelegede bosha, elege suntaya, arigidiata, arigidiata.